Hi, and welcome back to the Make It a Double podcast with Ariana
and Jasmine.
Because if you're going to have a drink, might as well make it a double. Okay, we did that. Okay, so obviously we practiced that. Okay, so we could just jump right into our weeks. This week I had rehearsal Monday and Tuesday. If you guys don't know.
Have you mentioned that you're doing a show?
I haven't. So as some of you guys know or don't, I'm like a musical theater person, I guess. So I'm doing like a singing show. So I have rehearsal Monday and Wednesday. Had that last week.
It's community theater.
It's community theater. Yeah. Yes. It's not serious. It's like, I can't sing. So don't expect me to like belt out some notes. And then on Tuesday was Miss Jasmine's birthday. We went to the Olive Garden.
It was so good.
You can speak to it.
I feel like I'm still full from the soup salad breadsticks.
So true.
I think I had roughly 7 to 8 breadsticks dipped in Alfredo sauce. It was delicious. No, I would say maybe 5 or 6. Around 6 or 7 would be my guess. Cause I kept being like, just one more.
Yeah, I would say, like, for me, probably 5 or 6, but
yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah. I was also there for a while, so that's
true. That's
also
true.
Different.
Yeah, I think I did 1.5 salad bowls.
Nice.
And then 2 soups, minus the gnocchi, because
yeah.
I like the soup part, just not the gnocchi.
Yeah.
And then so many breadsticks dipped in Alfredo. It was so good. And then they gave us free dessert, and they said
it was
amazing.
Was the dessert good?
Yeah, it was like strawberry shortcake.
Oh,
it was delicious.
Yeah, you love strawberry shortcake.
Yeah, I love it.
No, I have to get there early because of work. I have to get there. I work around the Olive Garden, but I was going to get there early. Mm-hmm. But then I got there at like 6:30 versus like 6, like I originally planned to, but it doesn't matter. I sat on my little laptop. I ordered a little margarita. It was lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the margaritas were really good.
And then I sat with you guys. I think I had like 5 or 6 breadsticks. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. One soup. Plus with the gnocchi and one thing of salad, which is like pretty much the same as you ate, honestly.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have the gnocchi and I did. So
that's true. That's true. And it was our friend Lindsay's first time. Maggie and Lindsay came with us.
Yeah.
So some of our friends weren't available to go that night.
So true.
But it was Lindsay's very first ever Olive Garden experience.
Yeah, it was honestly.
She loved it.
She said she wouldn't get the gnocchi salad again, the gnocchi soup
gnocchi
again.
Gnocchi salad.
The gnocchi soup again, which I get. I think that she needs to try them all before she comes back.
I think she wanted to try the minestrone.
Yeah, she loves the minestrone, which makes sense. But also,
I'm just a creamy soup girly.
Me too. You know,
I
like
love a creamy soup.
I love like a loaded baked potato.
Oh yeah, ooh. or cheddar bacon.
Although,
cheddar bacon broccoli.
I do also like love a tomato-based soup because Maggie one time made me like a gnocchi tomato-based soup and then I made it. Oh my God.
I actually remember you telling me.
That actually sounds delicious and I'm starving. I literally just got home from the train station literally 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tuesday we went to that. Wednesday I had rehearsal. Thursday I went and had dinner with my friend Amelie. Shout out to Amelie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hey, Amelie.
She and her man's just got back from Aruba, so she gave me the rundown. And then Friday I went to DC to visit my family. I was able to see pretty much everyone in my family, so it was really lovely. I was there the entire weekend. I saw my sisters, my brother, his wife, my parents.
Was it better weather in DC than it was here? It's souped here. Souped hard.
It rained on Friday, but not on Saturday. So it was actually pretty lovely on Saturday, but also mostly we were just like hanging out. It was actually like a very chill.
Oh, lovely.
We only went out to dinner. We only like went out to eat on Saturday because we went to see one of my cousins. Mm-hmm. We like met up with one of my cousins, but other than that, it was lovely. I had 2 different matchas. Maggie, you're going to be so proud of me. 2 matchas.
and you a matcha girl now?
I might be.
I actually do like matcha. I'm not like drawn to it all the time, but like I can get into it for the spring.
Yeah.
Can we become matcha girly for the spring?
I mean, maybe we should.
Matcha for the spring summer?
Honestly, like the thing is, obviously I'm still going to have coffee like at work. I get coffee for free. I'm not going to like buy matcha if I can get coffee for free, but like it does hurt my tummy less. So it's like,
that's nice.
But
interesting.
I got a regular matcha.
That makes your tummy weird.
I mean, coffee in general is like not super like light on your stomach.
That's true.
But I had a plain matcha latte the first day and I didn't love that one. But I've tried two different kinds of strawberry one. And I had at Gregory's this morning, it's called a cherry blossom. It has cherry and rose like syrup. It sounds disgusting. It is delicious because it isn't like super rosy. It's like so subtle. All it does is like lighten the cherry flavor. It doesn't like actually give rose.
I'm intrigued, but I usually don't love like floral taste.
Well, okay. Beverages. I'll probably get it at some point in the next week have you try it.
Yeah, because we have a Gregory's.
Yeah, we have a Gregory's like next door. And let me tell you something. On Saturday, I'm going to Gregory's. okay, so that was my weekend because I literally just got back from the train station 20 minutes ago, even though it's 7 p.m. I was supposed to be home at like 5:15. And guess what? I wasn't, because something you'll learn about me is
transportation is delayed for Ariana at all times.
At all times. Like to the point where
we're not really talking about subways. We're talking about
planes and trains.
Yeah, planes and trains.
But to the point where Jasmine was like, that's so annoying. And I was just like, I'm just not even annoyed. Like at this point, I just like know it's gonna happen.
That's true. She's so used to it.
Oh well. Okay, Jasmine. Weekend rundown.
Mine was pretty chill. I worked late on Friday, so I'm a nanny, so my boss had a gala to go to, so I worked late. It was pretty chill.
A regatta gala?
I had the craft fair. I think it was called the regatta craft fair. I could be wrong on that. I could be wrong. But
you got that reference right?
Regatta gala. It's friends.
Yes, okay. Friends. Regatta gala.
But. So I worked late. I got to have a movie night with the kids. We watched High School Musical 2, which amazing. If you don't know, I'm going to shout out. It was filmed in my hometown, which I mention every time High School Musical 2 is brought up.
Because it's an iconic movie.
Fun story. Me and my friend were in our little tiny hallway of stores, aka a mall, but it wasn't really.
It's like a strip mall.
It's not a strip mall. It was an actual mall with like a Dillard's and a JCPenney's in it, but it's just like so small. But anyway, so we were walking down and we see this girl coming at us with like big sunglasses. And we're like, oh, like literally talking to each other, being like, oh my God, like get over yourself. Blah, blah, blah. And so she gets closer and she starts passing us. And we realize it's Ashley Tisdale. And we're literally like, we both look at each other like, oh my gosh, that's just like Tisdale. Like we like literally forgot everything that we were
just like, way to re-put yourself.
And they're like, oh my God, that's just like Tisdale.
It's like when you're like road raging, I'm going to say something.
so I got to one of my nanny kids had seen it already, but the other one hadn't, so we were watching it for him, and he was getting so embarrassed for all like the almost smooches, and I was like, oh my God, don't worry, like they don't smooch in this movie. I totally forgot they smooch much at the end.
They like smooch for like 45 seconds, and I remember because me, High School Musical 2, the first movie I ever cried to, I was like, Slay, they're making out! They're finally making out! Because I was like, adults.
The way they didn't smooch in the first one is...
Well, it's because they did smooch and they had to cut it out because Disney had issues with it. And I remember being like, I was in fifth grade when the first one came out. And then I was in like sixth or seventh grade. I think I was in seventh grade when the second one came out. And I remember being like, there... at least 15. They can definitely smooch.
Well, it's also kind of wild because I'm pretty sure in like all the Disney Channel movies now, all the DCOMs now, they're all like making out. They're like fully.
Really?
I mean, not like making
out. I mean, but, like, I know at least
borderline
like,
making out adjacent.
I feel like all the ones that I've seen in recent years, meaning Descendants of Zombies only, there's usually like. First movie, there's one kiss at the end. Second movie, there's usually some reason for, like, drama between the protagonists. So there's a kiss at the beginning, then they break up, and then they get back together, kiss at the end. Third movie, maybe, like, two or three kisses total. But it's never, like, extended period of time. And the fact that I know that as a 29-year-old woman is a little sad.
Cell phone. Anyway, so I worked pretty late. Worked, like, after midnight. But it was pretty chill. The kids went to bed after the movie. Mm-hmm. It was chill. Ordered some Auntie Anne's because I was feeling it. And then Saturday, our roommate Julia, you've met her in the last podcast, she invited me to go to a craft fair on Saturday morning. So
I love a craft. What'd you get?
The only thing, there were so many cool things there, but I purchased some press-on nails that were really, really cute. They have little fruits on them.
They are really cute.
I was like, there was like some like jewelry or some like other things that I was going to get. And I was like, this is something that I will actually like for sure use. And so that's what I got. And then our friend Katie also got a pair of press-on nails as well.
Nice.
And then Julia's friend Hannah was there and she got a little tiny like dog figurine.
Oh, that's cute. Was it like ceramic?
No, it was like fluffy. Okay, but I think cute. It was like maybe a keychain or something.
Oh, so cute.
It was cutie. And then we went to Cafeteria, which that show was, they went there on Sex and the City, which is how I know of that.
Okay.
Place.
In my head. I feel like I know what you're talking about.
In my head, in the show, it was like they served themselves like a cafeteria, but that's not at all what it was like.
I mean,
but I also
it's
could
also
be
been
wrong on that.
I also have only seen Sex and the City once, and it's also been like 20 years since that show came out. There's a very real possibility that like in COVID they were just like, we can't do this.
Yeah, that's what Katie said too. But I also could be wrong. I don't know why I don't know. Also, like, why name it cafeteria? I don't know. Like, this is interesting. But the food was good. I had an almost for you. And then we came home. We came to our house and we played Mario Kart on the Switch. Nice. And drank some White Claws. And then we were all just tired because it was so rainy and gross outside. So it was
understandable.
Just like womp womp weather. So we all just like went home and I showered, got in bed, and I hung out in my bed and took naps. I had the best Saturday.
Honestly, that sounds lovely.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. But yeah, I think that was like around 4. Yeah, and then I just chilled and then, you know.
Yeah.
Been rotten ever since.
Honestly, we love to see it. We love a good hardcore rot on this podcast. Mm-hmm. You know, we respect the need to rot. You know, sometimes you just have to. You rot and then you come back to life. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Rot enthusiasts, if you will.
If you will, yes.
Sponsors.
We stand with the rot.
Yeah, we stand with the rot. Mm-hmm. Okay, now moving on to our pop culture recap segment. We're going to start with our first topic of the week. Bad Bunny was on NPR's Tiny Desk earlier this week, and I'm going to start as the Latina / Bad Bunny enthusiast / lover of Bad Bunny. I don't know. And enthusiast is a good word. So
wait, I have a question. Do Bad Bunny fans have a name? Like, are they the Benitos or like the...
I'm sure they do, but like, I think that I am probably... Like, I am just connected enough to his fandom to, like, get it all set on my TikTok, but not connected enough for it to become, for me to know those things, if
okay.
that makes sense.
So it's not like you're...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But that being said...
I'm going to look it up while you talk about it.
Okay. So first off, it was really cool because, like, he does have a lot of production in his new album, but seeing some of his songs really stripped down just kind of, like, showed me like how beautiful his music is. I mean, I love this album specifically, but he also was talking in Spanish the entire time and halfway through goes, wait, am I supposed to be speaking in English? Sorry. And then he just continues to speak in Spanish because the entire crowd was speaking in Spanish. And then he was telling a story about, so NPR Tiny Desk is filmed in DC. He was telling a story about how they were looking for a rehearsal space at NPR for NPR Tiny Desk and they couldn't find one. So they were just, he was just like, well, I mean, we got to rehearse. So they were just rehearsing on the street outside of the White House. I was like, you're Bad Bunny. You can't just rehearse on the street outside of the White House. And then like, one of security guards came up to them and they were like, oh, and then it was fine. But he was like, oh, you guys are from Puerto Rico. Like, it's so cool that you're like preserving your culture. And I was like, yeah, you only send that because it's Bad Bunny. Yeah. Oh, okay.
then I also found out that they're just called Bad Bunny stans. That's all that I
okay,
found
so maybe
out.
Maybe that's why I don't know the name, because there isn't one.
Yeah.
And then it's funny because obviously I listen to a lot of his music and I know all the music, but there was one song that's called, it's called Glow Friend, but I didn't realize because of like the production of the song that it's about him being like, wow, you won't take me off your close friends, like you want to keep me on the hook, like, I can't forget you because, like, I'm always thinking about you and you even have me on your close friends still. And I was cackling because I was like, I didn't realize that was what the song was about.
Are any of the songs about Kendall?
Not on this album. There was one last one that, last album that talked about him and Kendall, like, doing it in the bathroom at Kim's house. At one of her sister's houses is what it says.
Probably Kylie's.
But there was, I got up, I have more notes, but realistically, it was just, like, really lovely to, like, see that. Although, it's funny because halfway through, he was obviously, like, in the Tiny Desk. He gets up and he stretches to touch his toes the same way I do. And I'm like, relatable kid. He was like, whoever's idea was to actually put a Tiny Desk here, it's hard. anyway, he's very fun. And I feel great about it. Honestly, like, anytime an artist that I like love so much gets the recognition they deserve. And like, mind you, I might be a bandwagon stan because I got on the train a little later than everyone else, but it's just night.
Not funny. I don't think you're a bandwagon.
Well, later
I would be considered a bandwagon.
No, I mean, at least for Hispanic people, I feel like I am. Yeah, but in general, it's just really, like, lovely to see someone who's, like, just so authentically themselves and, like, really embraces their culture and, like, mm-hmm. their Hispanic culture thrive in a world that is trying to reject that. It's just so lovely and beautiful, mm-hmm. especially because he has so many songs about cultural appropriation. He told this beautiful story about how there's a song that's called What Happened to Hawaii. And he's like, I don't want what happened to Hawaii to happen to Puerto Rico. Like, I don't want Puerto Rico to, like, lose its independence. And it was, like, so beautiful to, like, hear him talking about this in this, like, really hard time. But, yeah, I have chills talking about this. But, okay. Yeah,
love
that was...
Love you, Benito.
Love you, Benito. That was Bad Bunny on Tiny Desk.
Okay, for our second story, I don't know if you saw this, but Gaggy, if you will...
And Gaggy, Clayton, of course, Gaggy.
And Clayton, the bachelor that she was almost the winner of.
Correct. And she was like...
Well, it was down to three and he, well, slept with two of them.
And told
one of her was Gabby, but he really wanted to be with the one he didn't want to sleep with. It was just,
yeah, it
was messy.
It was crazy.
It was also incredible television.
It was incredible television, especially when he was like, can I walk you out? And and Gabby goes... No, because Slay Queen. Incredible. Okay, continue.
Anyway, so she was on, I think it was last week, she was on Las Culturistas, and
she was
making jokes about him, about his, like, cringe dancing videos, because if you look him up, he is, which, like, respect to him, he has a hobby that he wants to be a hip-hop dancer now, and, like, as a grown adult man, like, hey, you know what?
Honestly, like,
do
anything.
Because that's pretty cool. You're an adult, like, it's cringe, yes. But to be cringe is to be free, so I respect him on that.
I also feel like adult men don't really have hobbies, so, like, there is a level of respect for me for any adult man who has a hobby, because I'm like, okay, at least this is something you're passionate about,
yes.
and you don't care. That being said, I'm not...
Doesn't mean it's not cringe, though.
Doesn't mean it's not cringe, though, and
but, like,
that being said, I'm not defending anything.
No,
continue.
I'm just saying. But she was, like, talking about his cringe videos, and then she also said that he was a toe-looking ass. So, which was, anyway, I listened to the podcast and it was very, like, a fleeting, hilarious. It was like, it was literally a blip in their
yeah.
in the conversation. It was like not, if she didn't, like, take a breath during it. Like, it was, like, so fleeting. Just jokes. Just
yeah.
jokes. That's her ex-boyfriend who, you know, ex-boyfriend loosely.
Boyfriend hardly.
Yeah, boyfriend hardly. But, you know, he dogged her. So she's allowed to say some, like, mm-hmm. quippy things, you know? But then he got pissed on IG and was saying, like, oh, she's bullying me, blah, blah, blah. Bullying.
Relax.
And then she came back and said, it's rich coming from a man who exploited my sexual life on TV. It's like, whoop.
Oh, I didn't see her response to that, which
yeah.
also true.
Yeah. Because, like, he just, like, decided to, like, parade around the fact that he slept with both of
yeah.
them, her and Rachel, just, like, without even...
Yeah, and then tell all three of them exactly what
yeah.
happened. Like, it was so disrespectful how we went about the entire situation.
Yeah, and then he goes and then back and says, like, I've been apologizing forever, and then posts their private DMs of him apologizing after the show, which, like, I read the DMs, and it's really just, like, him doing a huge apology and her being like, it's okay or whatever, like, let's get together sometime or whatever. So, like, yes, it was nothing. It wasn't, like, crazy, but also... against exploiting her privacy for your game, my guy.
I can also
get a grip.
Can I also just say, like, I listened to the Culturistas, like, enough to know that, like, I was listening to that and I didn't give that comment a second thought.
No.
Like, literally, I was just like, oh, that's just her humor. Like, she's saying it in, like, a, like, to her, I how do I explain this without saying that, like, like,
it was kind of like a drag queen reads somebody.
Yes,
like, it
exactly.
Like,
it's lighthearted.
It
it's not. It's,
yes, yeah.
It's lighthearted. It's in jest.
Yeah.
It's meant to be like a joke. It's like laughing together. It's
yeah.
not meant to be like laughing at him. And I think he is taking advantage of like
yes.
her star on the rise and like doing all these things. And at the end of the day, all he's showing is like, okay, you're still the piece of shit she said
yeah.
you are. So
yeah.
like.
But also just, like, kind of grow up, Aaron. Just, like,
yeah.
get over it. Like, you're making your... You're just, like, digging yourself in a hole.
Also, like...
That being said, like, if somebody called me a toe-looking ass, I would...
I would cry.
I would also call them bullying, so.
Yeah. But this is the thing. Like, if you're gonna be a public persona, you have to have, like, a certain level of thick
yes.
skin. I'm so sorry. If anyone has the right to say that he's a tote looking ass.
It's Gabby and Rachel.
So, like, I'm so sorry. If anyone else had said that, if Bowen Yang had said that, he was like, okay, that's bullying, I'd be like, first off, Bowen Yang is the comedian of our generation. Have some respect on his name. Second off, calm down. It was on a podcast.
Yeah.
It was not like she went on national television and was like, Clayton did this and this. Except, guess who went on national television and exploited her privacy?
Yeah.
Clayton.
Yeah. Also, like, they don't call her Gaggy for nothing.
No.
Like, you're going to be gagged. She's going to gag you, and that's it.
So true.
That's all I have to say about that.
And that's what I have to say about that. Okay, so next topic is Logan Lerman has been tapped for a recurring guest star role in season 5 of Hulu's Emmy-winning whodunit dramedy, Only Murders in the Building. Specifics of Lerman's role are currently unknown, but he joins other season 5 cast members Renee Zellweger, Christoph Waltz, and Keegan-Michael Key, which...
They got Christoph?
Yeah. And Keegan-Michael Key's an amazing get, so I haven't seen season 4. But now I'm going to have to. I mean, I have to support every single thing. I have to do everything I can to support Logan Lerman's career. I have to keep that man working.
Wait, did you see he was Sally? I think we exchanged.
What?
In Role Models show, he was Sally, Logan Lerman.
Oh, yes, of course. Excuse. But I'm very excited about this. I think it's going to be a good, like, age-appropriate, maybe little zest for Selena's character. Again, mm-hmm. This is me saying this as someone who's only seen 3 episodes of season 4, so I don't really know what's going on with her character.
I've only seen season
1,
so.
I would say I really liked season 1. Season 2 was...
Didn't it kind of drop off a little bit, season 2?
Season 2 was a little crazy. I liked season 3. Season 4, I think there was just too much stuff going on, and it, like, wasn't my priority. Yeah.
So wait, so this is season 5?
Yeah, this would be season 5 that
he's going to last a lot longer than I thought the show was going to last.
Well, it's also like, how many murders can there be in this one building before everyone moves out or they, like, close this building? If this was our building...
Well, there has been murders in this building, so let's be honest. That's exciting, though. Maybe I really need to watch the show.
Yeah.
Like, I just would like to start it.
I think that you would love it. This is motivation for me, though, to finish season 4 because I'm going to watch season 5 if Logan Lerman's in it. Mm-hmm. Plus, I do want to support Selena's acting career. So.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, also, Martin Short and Steve Martin.
I love them.
They're
so cutie. I love Martin Short and
Meryl Streep. They're just, like, so cute. They're just, like, all in love.
I love it so much. And he was married to his wife for a very, very long time before she passed away. So
I know. It's just so like it just seems very pure to me. But that's mm-hmm. also like why I loved The Golden Bachelor when it seemed so like pure because I was like.
And then it wasn't.
And then it wasn't.
Gary, Jerry, whatever his name
Gary,
is.
Gary, Larry, Barry, Terry. Scary is what he is. Okay. Okay, speaking of the internet's boyfriends of the month, Dylan O'Brien's new movie, Pony Boy, just dropped a full-length trailer. So I'm going to read the description. Mm-hmm. Unfolding over the course of Valentine's Day in New Jersey, a young intersex worker must run from the mob after a drug deal goes sideways, forcing them to confront their past. It says him, but I don't want to give – I'd rather give they, them
of course.
Pronouns. Of course. Okay, so I watched the trailer on the train. And let me tell you something. I'm ready for the return of dark styles because I saw the nuggets today and I felt like I was in high school again watching season 3 B.
If you didn't know, me and Ariana are big Teen Wolf fans. Ariana more than I, but we were both very, very, very into it.
And
I went to a con once.
I wish I could have gone to the
signatures
con.
On a jersey. On a sweatshirt.
Oh, sick.
On a jersey.
I wish I could have gone to a con. I tried to all of them, but none of them were close enough to me in Little El Salvador.
Tyler Posey gave me eyes.
Yeah, of course he did.
I'm good.
Yeah, because if you see Tyler Posey standing next to Dylan O'Brien, you're like...
Well, Dylan O'Brien wasn't that sad.
Oh, sad.
My picture was with Tyler Hoechlin and...
Hot.
And Uncle.
Uncle Peter?
Yeah.
Uncle Peter,
he had the V-neckiest V-neck of all time. Of course
he did. He always does. yeah, but it made me very excited for this movie. This feels like, I'm very excited for this, like, very real acting era from Dylan O'Brien. I think
he also looks incredibly hot now.
He also looks, I mean, when was the last time he didn't look incredibly hot?
He says something in the trailer. It was like, what does it look so like?
It was, no, it was like, be a good girl. That's exactly what
I was like, oh my.
Yeah, so I will be sat for that. Mm-hmm. And we will, when that comes out, you will be getting a full review.
We're already sat in the theater.
Yeah.
You're telling us to get out.
Yeah, I've been sat since the Sundance reviews. Okay.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the one that Tara and Ashley went to. In Sundance.
He had two movies come out in Sundance this year because my boy is booked and busy.
Thank God for a while.
But I think it's because after his accident, I think he needed to like get his life together, and then once he was like finally ready, he's like out and about.
Thank God.
Thank God. We missed you, Dylan. So true. It was time.
Okay, our next topic is the rumored cast for The Sunrise on the Reaping. Movie that should, I think it's coming out next year, they mm-hmm. said, 26. Which is like kind of fast, but
yeah, because I think from my understanding, Suzanne Collins like was writing the book, mm-hmm. and after she sold the book, I think she was in edits, and she was like, and they were like, okay, because the movie studio has a deal with the book company, so they were can we like fast track this movie?
Kind of respect it, but I hope that they take their time with it and not like in a weird way.
I trust Suzanne Collins based mm-hmm. on, because she's been part of the, from my understanding, part of the writing team of every single script, which we love a queen who stays pure to her vision. Sorry, Jasmine, so continue.
True. No, it's okay. If you don't know, here's a summary of the book / future movie.
Okay, but don't give like a spoiler-free warning.
I mean, if you have watched Hunger Games, you would know this.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay, the story follows the 50th Hunger Games, so you know Katniss was in the 74th.
Correct.
Which will tell the story of a young Haymitch Abernathy, how he won his games. You know that from Hunger Games.
Yes,
that's not a spoiler, but it is a spoiler.
I just got like a little scared because I haven't read the book yet.
It was like, this Quarter Quell harvested double the number of tributes, so it will be a larger production and battle royale. There are a number of reports of who is being considered for the role, but here is the biggest rumors that we've heard.
Correct.
Haymitch, kind of an unknown. I didn't really care.
Which I'm honestly okay with, yes. because in the same way, like Tom Blythe was yes. like a very much smaller name in Ballad of Songbirds mm-hmm, and Snakes. That's what I want for this. I want a young mm-hmm. unknown.
Yeah. Ralph Fiennes, which is like spelled Ralph, but it's Ralph, right?
Yeah, it is.
As Coriolanus Snow. I know we were all hoping for Kiefer Sutherland because yes. that's the son of Donald Sutherland. But Donald did like pass away like very recently.
I think
it would be like, I mean, I'm just like, this is totally a guess, but like, it would, maybe he doesn't want to do it right now. Like his dad just passed away. Like maybe give him a minute. I don't know.
I could see a world in which they offered it to him and he was just like, you know what? No. That being said, I think that Ralph Fiennes is an amazing choice.
He's incredible.
If you look at the pictures of him versus the original Snow, mm-hmm. it's going to be good. Especially because Ralph Fiennes, you are an amazing actor.
Also, he's stacked. He's like muscled down to the ground right
now. Oh,
so I don't know if that's a specific role, or if you can hide that in a
suit. Plus the Haymitch from the original movies with Donald Sutherland wasn't like a small dude. So even if he's stacked, like I think if he's wearing a suit, he's just going to look like a similar build.
Yeah, for sure. A fun one is Kiernan Culkin as Caesar Flickerman.
So
which is interesting.
I have thoughts because I do feel like Kiernan Culkin is kind of the same character in everything he does.
Yeah. Yeah, this would have to be, like, a stretch.
That being said, I am cautiously optimistic.
Yes. Yeah, same. Jesse Plemons as Plutarch Heavensby, which is Philip Seymour Hoffman's mm-hmm. character, which I think that's an incredible casting. First of all, Jesse Plemons is an incredible actor, and also they look identical.
They look identical. That, I literally saw that, and I was like, whoever is on the Hunger Games casting, like, slay for you, because you always get it right. Mm-hmm. You always get it right, baby.
The next one is Emma Thompson as Drusilla, which I guess is a new character. Has she been introduced?
No, she. Well, I'm literally only like 20% into Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, but she's new to Sunrise on the Reaping. She wasn't on in Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Oh, okay. And then the last one, which I think is the most important, is Elle Fanning as Effie Trinket.
Okay. My debate for this, positive, my campaign pitch is think of the red carpet Effie Trinket Elle Fanning look we will get.
Insane. Oh, I thought you were going to be, I thought you were going to say no to her. I was going to be like, this is the best casting ever.
No, I'm like, think of the fashion.
No, she's amazing. She's such a good actress. And the fashion?
No, the fashion, to me, it's like,
it's perfect casting.
For the fashion alone, but then I think about her in The Great and how like whimsical she was. Oh my God, I'm getting chills. I really hope.
She's so good. And like, Elizabeth, what's her name? Elizabeth. The first Effie Trinket, Elizabeth Banks. She's amazing. She's perfect. But like, you're never gonna like. It's tough to like. It's the same with like Woody Harrelson. Like, it's never gonna be exactly how you're imagining it. But like, Elle Fanning is pretty fucking close.
Yeah, I also feel like it's very good about like imitation. With it's like similar while still having your own version of the character. Because you also have to remember this happens like such time apart. Like even. Thought of Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Yeah. I literally just said his name.
That's the 10th one, right?
Tom Blythe. That was the 10th Hunger Games. There was still an essence of Donald Sutherland in his Snow, even though his Snow was 64 years younger than the other one. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm very interested to see what the final casting is, and I'm very excited for this movie.
I'm super stoked. And I didn't read the books, but the movies are so incredible.
And I will be reading the books, so review to come. No spoiler review to come.
Okay, our next topic is the topic of the weekend, which is Coachella 2025.
So true.
Do you have any highlights that you've witnessed so far? Wait, actually, I want to say mine first.
Okay.
My favorite thing that happened this weekend was Kylie and Timothy showing up together.
No,
I'm obsessed with them.
I saw one video of them hugging and I was like,
she was like backing it up and then
No. Like, I saw a video of her turning around and hugging him and I was like, this should be legal. I should not be allowed to watch this hug because do you know when hugs
I've seen that hug in like 70,000 different angles.
No, but it's like hugs can, in my opinion, can be more intimate than like a makeout. Yeah,
1,000%.
I'm like, that felt so intimate. I loved it. I love it, but I didn't see that until today on the train. So I would say so far, Gaga was amazing. Mm-hmm. Pop Gaga's back. Pop Gaga. Oh, Gaga has been back. Oh, yeah. But this just
against herself for Poker Face.
No, it was amazing.
Sorry, yeah, Paparazzi. I think
I haven't seen the whole thing, but every single clip that I have seen has given me so much life. Have you seen? There was a fan who gave her a black rose, and she was like.
No, I didn't see it.
Okay, so a fan gave her a black rose at the beginning of her, like, as she was walking in. And Gaga said, like, commented on it and said, I remember turning to my fiance and saying, like, or she turned to somebody and said, like, it's like that fan knew the entire performance before it happened. Because ended with, like, her in, like, fully black with black roses.
Oh, that's so cool. So it was... that fan? Oh, my God.
No, literally. That fan was like, I am passing away. I mean... Charlie, always a fun set.
Charlie XCX brought out Troye Sivan, Lorde, and Billy. Sadly, no Addison Rae.
Ooh. Sad.
But Lorde came out and Charlie said, Lorde Summer 2025.
She did.
So I think she's going to be coming out with music. Another cool thing that happened was Lisa was performing day one, and Patrick Schwarzenegger and Guy Talk, the actor that played Guy Talk.
Yes,
they both came, and so did I think Rosé from.
Oh yeah, yeah, Rosé, yeah.
Like, there's a video of
Black Pink Rosé, yes. Meeting Guy Talk. So I saw, cute. Yeah.
So that was like cute that they were like, you know, they were.
I do want to go back to Charlie XCX just say, "Guess" by Charlie XCX and Billie Eilish just. Every single time I hear that song, there's some endorphins that it gives me ever since I went to the Billie Eilish concert. Me and Katie, our friend Katie, went together and we were all the way at the top. And when Guess went on, it was like at a Billie Eilish concert. It was the closest to a rave I will ever get. And that kind of high is a high I chase. Mm-hmm. So to be at that concert when Billie showed up, I wish I could have been there.
Oh my God. It was interesting though, because you know, in the normal song, she kind of like does a bite it, da 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 yeah, voice, yeah. And in the at Coachella, she was like bite it, da da, like she sounded like higher really? Pitched. It was interesting. You should watch the video. Billie? A lot of people are like being like, "That's an interesting voice to choose."
That is an interesting voice.
I don't know
voice.
If like the nerves got to her or something, or she just like wasn't in the range,
or maybe she was just really excited. Yeah. Like that could also be the thing, because when I listened to. Like when I went to her concert, she did it like very normal.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I mean, there was
maybe,
a point where
maybe
she was
just, like happened really fast and she like wasn't in the
yeah.
right vocal range or something.
Oh, maybe.
Know. Benson Boone, LOL, performed with the guitar player from Queen.
Oh, sick. Okay.
Yeah. And he came out like he came up from the ground and the crowd went mid. It was really sad. Like wrong crowd for that to do. That
yeah.
He's like, that's a huge fucking deal.
Yeah.
Like, wrong you literally, ground. Like, came up from the ground, and you imagine everybody, like, ah!
And they were, like...
No, it was, like, embarrassing, kind of. And then I have a favorite fashion moment.
Okay.
For the weekend. Do you have a favorite fashion moment?
I don't, because everything that I saw was either, like, a generic Coachella outfit that we've seen a million times, mm-hmm. something that I thought was uncreative in terms of, like, trying to be, like, ravey or, like, Kylie and Haley that were just like in jeans and
yeah,
t-shirts.
Yeah. My personal favorite was Charli D'Amelio's day one outfit.
Let me see.
It's just like so,
oh, wait, that's so
and
cute.
Like no fuss and like very Coachella-y, but like comfortable and doesn't look like. And then I also loved another TikToker. Her name is Zoe Fish.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a screenshot of her. And I really, really liked her outfit as well. She looked amazing.
Yeah, she looked
like,
really
definitely
good.
More like, I feel like way more like not comfortable vibes.
Yeah.
Like you would have to grab at like fix everything all the time. Somebody that I have complaints with. Now, why is Alex Earl wearing 77 belts?
Wait, can I see?
She's
I haven't seen Alex Earl.
A billion belts with a tiny skirt underneath it. But what's the point of the skirt?
There I don't
is
like that.
12,000
belts. Can I just say
also,
that outfit? That outfit with one belt and a maxi skirt would have been so
yes.
much more chic than what she's wearing.
No, and it was just like, just so many. Like, what's the point?
I also feel like at a certain point, I think the people who do fashion truly well is they know how to edit, mm-hmm. and that's what everyone talks about on Drag Race. It's like edit. Like sometimes
like,
more
take
is more.
Something off.
Sometimes yeah. more is more, but sometimes take off two things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Also, you're in like 100 plus degrees. Like the leather on that alone would.
My back would be chafing.
Oh my. Well, she's Alex Earl. So like,
yeah.
like, she's probably in like all the air conditioning VIP
so
whatever. But like, regardless, like just seems uncomfortable. I just like can't get behind outfits that like are not.
Well, especially because you can have such a slay outfit and be comfortable even in the heat. Like
1,000%.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, 1,000%. But those were my couple thoughts.
Yeah, I'm curious to see weekend two what happens.
Oh, I also saw that Yo Gabba Gabba performed, which is
I did
just
see that.
Hilarious.
I was like,
no,
that was
like,
weird.
Okay.
And then we'll see what happens night three because Sunday's
oh, yeah,
the night, and then
happening right now.
We'll see the next half of the weekend of weekend
exactly.
two. Okay, gorge. Okay, now on to our what are we watching segment. First off, I'm gonna say The Pit. So do you remember how I said I thought it was 14 episodes? It's because there were only 14 episodes on the app. It is about a 12-hour shift. 14 episodes, 15 episodes.
Oh.
Because the 15th episode came out on Thursday, and let me tell you something, I had watched all 14
Wait,
episodes.
So the finale happened.
Yeah, the finale happened.
I think that was true.
But let me tell you something. I watched all 14 episodes and I was like, well, that's like a weird way to end it. It feels like there should be like another episode or something. And then the episode dropped on Thursday and I was like, oh, okay, that makes a lot of sense because it wasn't finished.
Yeah.
That being said, it was really good.
The finale?
Yeah, the finale was good. It like tied up the end, the strings that it needed to tie up. I'm very excited for some next season.
I think they're already filming.
They're already filming because they're committed to the once a year schedule, which HBO Max, thank you, because that's what
so,
we need.
I'm so over waiting 3+ years.
No, we need to get back on.
Show. That's 8 episodes.
We need to get back on once a year. Let's pump them out, okay?
No,
let's get back on a Grey's Anatomy schedule, okay? They have.
I'm fine with less episodes. I'm fine with half of a 22 season. Like, I'm fine with 15 episodes.
But once a year.
But once a year.
I agree.
You can't have 8 episodes that are 20 minute long an episode and wait 2 to 3 years in between. That's insane.
I agree.
That's insane behavior.
It's insane. And honestly, Netflix, I'm talking to you. Get your shit together. Okay, next, Tournament of Champions. Last week I was wrong. I called Antonia LaFaso the warrior princess. She is the princess warrior. It's very different. She won her battle this week. I'm very excited. I think she's officially who I'm rooting for, but it's the Grey Eight, so very exciting. Survivor, the merge. I told you the merge was starting. Now was the official, like, two people went home. The first person on the jury finally started. The people went home made sense, but I think it'll be really interesting because the kind of core alliance that hasn't the majority right now, they're all like, we're going to play an honest and loyal game. And I'm like, okay, you're saying that now there's 10 people left. I'm very curious to see if they really do play the honest and not loyal game. Drag Race, this episode was the lip sync Lollapalooza Smackdown, which is all the eliminated queens come back and they do a lip sync tournament. I know I said if Susie Toot has one hater, has no haters, I'm dead. Well, Susie Toot has won me over in the lip sync Lollapalooza Smackdown. She had this outfit. Her aesthetic is very 1920s, very flapper. And my one complaint about her was that she was one note. She came back for the lip sync Lollapalooza Smackdown, which happened after filming. And it was filmed pretty recently, so they had time to, like, hear feedback. She came back in this sick outfit, like, still very Susie Toot makeup, but she was giving me such, like, very 1970s London grunge rocker vibes, like, a little bit of a lesbian hint in there. It was honestly very, very good. She was giving me such vibes. So she's won me over, Miss Susie Toot. Toot, toot, to you. And then...
toot, toot, to you.
Toot, toot, to you. And then last I watched SNL, it was...
Last night?
Yeah, last night with Jon Hamm.
It was fun. I like the white POTUS. I thought
the white POTUS, funny. Although Amy LeWood...
I didn't like the making fun of it.
But
the rest of it was funny.
I agree. The rest of it was really funny. I think it was very... smart how they made fun of it. There were also some funny bits. I'm forgetting them now because I didn't write them down.
It was also like spooky how well it worked with.
I know. It was
and some of the characters were they came back. Like Beck Bennett, he's not on anymore and he came back.
No, I know. It was exciting. It was exciting. But I had another thought about SNL. I can't remember now. ADHD for you. I didn't write it down.
Jon Hamm? He's usually like pretty decent.
Yeah, he was pretty funny. His monologue was about how he hasn't been on since 2010.
Oh, dang. I feel like he's on all the time.
Yeah, because he's guest starred 14 times since then. And he was like.
He's like posted every year. That's how much he's on.
Because he pops up as like a cameo 14 times in the last 14 years. That makes sense.
That's crazy.
They're like, but he was like, yeah, they never want me on, but they always want me as a guest star. There was something really funny that was said during Weekend Update, and it's going to bug me. But
was it Sarah Silverman's character was really funny on Weekend Update, but I can't remember who she was.
Sarah Silverman?
Sorry, not Silverman. Sarah Sherman.
Yeah, Squirm. Sarah Sherman.
Sarah Squirm?
Yeah.
But I can't remember what character. She was like razzing Colin about something.
She was his tax attorney, like his accountant.
Yeah, it was funny.
It was after that. It might have been during Amel's part, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
And that's it. That's all I watched.
Okay. As you know, I'm still going through Friends. I think I'm on season 7 now. Some things that have happened recently. Ross being a fucking creep and dating a student. That was insane.
Because say it with me, Jasmine. Ross is the worst.
He's the worst. But then we got to see Bruce Willis. And I love Bruce Willis. He's so hot.
And him and Rachel. Hot.
Until he starts crying so much, which is hilarious. Then, like, also, like, Rock, like, him being a professor and then, like, his girlfriend going on spring break, him being, like, just, like, weird and, like, you're, like, 30 plus, dude. Like, because the other characters are 30, right? So at that point, I think they're 29, and Ross is the older brother.
Yeah, so I think that Chandler and them are, like, 2 years older than Monica and them. So, like, if Monica, because Rachel hasn't turned 30, so I think.
Yeah, she still hasn't turned 30.
She still hasn't turned 30 because she turns 30 in season 8 when she gets her hair cut. Yeah. Because she has really long hair in season 7 and really short hair.
I love her long hair.
I love her long hair.
And then she literally 2 episodes ago from when I watched it, she got her bob haircut, which is also very cute. But the long hair, I'm like, oh my God.
There's something about the long
hair. Obsessed. It's so straight.
It's so straight. That's what it is.
So pretty and like looks so healthy too. Yeah. So pretty. Monica and Chandler got engaged, which was so cute.
I love their
Richard
engagement.
Came back hot.
Hot.
Monica's parents using her wedding fund for their fucking boat. I'm raging pissed still about that. That is like so like crazy. That is just the worst behavior. They suck. Are not, like, her dad is nice to her, but her mom, like, is really not nice to her.
No, and
it bothers me, like, the whole show.
It bothers me the whole show because it's, like, she's, like, a good kid. Yeah, she was fat, but that doesn't make her any less of a good kid. That's not her fault.
Also, like, she was curvy.
Yeah. It was literally,
please.
It was literally her, in, like, drag queen padding without a corset.
Please, yeah, like.
Okay, maybe not drag queen padding, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, but, like, no. And then the last, I wanted to say, what do you think, how much do you think Chandler had in his savings that he was able to pay for, like,
dream
scenario wedding? What do you think? Do you think it was, like, over 50K?
Girl, 100K? I'm thinking 150.
Damn!
Because think about it this way, like, he's in his 30s. Mm-hmm. He probably has had this, like, money job that nobody understands. Like, he's a
transponder.
He's not a transponder, but he's like a data processor or something.
Yeah.
He was probably making 6 figures from the get.
Yeah, which
from
is
the
why
job.
He pays for everything for Joey.
Yeah, why he pays for everything for Joey. So, and he didn't really have like any expenses, really. He didn't go anywhere. He didn't do anything. So it's like, all he did was go to the coffee shop with the friends. Like,
I will say, like, it was really selfish of Monica to like, they didn't end up using it, or like their wedding hasn't happened yet, but like, they agreed not to use it to, like, keep saving it for, like, their kids and stuff. But, like, it's a super selfish thing for her to be, like, we're using it all on one day of their lives.
I do think that that's kind of something that happens with Monica throughout, where it's, like, she's, like, we're going to do this thing. And then she kind of has, like, a change of heart. Same with, like, the dress for the wedding, where she was, like, oh, like, I'm going to keep it. Microphone malfunction. Sorry about that. But when she was like, oh, I'm going to keep the dress, and like, we're not going to do the Swing Kings. Sorry. And then.
We're not going to do the what?
The Swing Kings for the wedding. Oh, that hasn't happened
that
yet.
That hasn't happened yet. But I know of that.
Yes.
I've watched it.
So it's like, I feel like that happens a lot, especially in relation to Chandler, where she does something that is like, might be considered selfish. And then she's like, no, like, but I think that that's because Chandler brings out the best in her.
Yeah. And that's true. Yeah. That makes sense. But it was like, pissing me off because I was like, that's like, he saved all that money. Like,
I know.
And then what is happening now is Rachel just started dating her receptionist tag, which is just icky.
Her assistant, but he's her assistant / receptionist. But
yeah, I think that she said she needed a. An assistant. You're right. Yeah. But
Rachel's birthday is anytime now. Then.
Yeah. It's like, isn't it like right after they break up, or is like,
it's right before they break up.
Yeah. Cause then she realizes that like, it's not going anywhere for them.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's 12.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, 24.
But also just messy. Like, you finally got this, like, really cool job. Like, why would you? I don't know. Just don't, like, mess with that stuff.
Well, especially after she worked so hard and stupid Ross, like, tried to sabotage her entire career. If we are anything, this is a Ross-hating podcast.
And then let's see what else happened. They can finally move back into Phoebe's apartment, but it's now just a one bedroom. So Rachel's going to stay with Joey and Phoebe's going to live by herself. That's basically like the last thing that I watched.
That makes sense.
But yeah, really good so far on Friends. Just blasting through it, really. And then the other thing I'm watching is The Righteous Gemstones. I've been saving this show because Tara and I, my little sister that was on episode 2, she and I were like, we really want to watch this. Let's watch it together. And then we, like, literally since COVID, like since 2020, we're like, let's watch it together. But then, like, both of us just like, it was too annoying to like watch one episode here and there. Like, we're both just busy people. So we were like, every time I would visit, we'd be like, okay, we're going to start the Righteous Gemstones, and then we never did. So now they're literally on their last season. And when she was coming to visit me last week, we said, okay, let's fucking start it. We watched one episode the night before she left. But now, and then we were like, okay, we'll watch the first season. We have 2 weeks to finish it. I'm already finished. She has, I think, 2 more episodes
okay,
to go.
Lovely.
So, but it's just easier than having to be like, let's watch one episode tonight. Like, that's holding me into a box. Like, I can't
You can't be contained, Jasmine.
I'm too contained. Like, I can't. And so, it's just easier now. So, now I'm just going to wait for her to finish it, and then, like, we'll FaceTime and talk about it. Little notes. First of all, hilarious.
Okay.
It's such a funny show. It's a very specific, like, Danny McBride humor.
Right.
But it's so funny.
Okay, like, it's on my watch list, so I will get to it eventually.
My two favorite characters are Keef and Judy. Judy's the daughter. Keef is like a friend of Adam Devine's character. He's a former Satanist, but now he is like...
He's righteous.
Now he's righteous with, you know, with his bestie, Adam Devine. But he's so, so funny. He literally has a 666 tattoo on his...
That's hilarious. You know what he should do? He should make them eights and make them into angels.
Oh, that's such a good idea. Also, I found out, like, literally the other day that he's actually a professional, like, he's a professional athlete. And I think he does lacrosse or something. He's, like, a big deal in the lacrosse world. Oh. Like, actor. I've literally never heard of him before.
Oh. Yeah, because he's lacrosse.
Was it you that watched Resident Alien or no?
I started watching it, yeah.
He's in that show.
What does he look like?
Oh, actually, he's not in that show. Judy's in that show. Sorry.
Who's Judy?
I looked at Judy is the daughter of the Righteous Gemstones, but her name's Edie something. But
Edie Falco.
No, yeah. Not Edie Falco. That's
Edie Brickle. Edie Parker.
Edie. I don't know.
Edie Sedgwick.
Her name is Edie Patterson.
Okay.
It says she was in. She was in Resident Alien. She looks
Edie
like this.
Edie Patterson. Yeah. She's like the bartender friend.
So funny.
She is really
funny.
In this
show, like her, I looked it up. I was like, she had to have been nominated for an Emmy or something. No, nothing. She's incredible in the show. Her banter with just like all the brothers and everybody and her boyfriend, BJ, or sorry, fiance BJ, which in itself is a hilarious name.
Hilarious
name. But she's so, so, so funny. And then also I wanted to say justice for Skylar Gisondo, which is... He's the boy in Booksmart that makes the t-shirts with her face.
I love that actor.
He's also in Santa Clarita Diet. He's incredible in it. He's, spoiler alert, from the second episode, you find out that he's Danny McBride's son. He's like his lost son.
Lord.
He's such a good actor. I feel like I see like such a bright future for him. He's such a little cutie and he's just like, so good in anything that he's in. Definitely just like...
I remember him like he's so good like he's I'm so good. I'm excited for his future
overall just I finished season one so hopefully Tara will catch up and we can start season two but it's so
and
so
if you're listening Tara you better catch up
no rush we said 2 weeks
oh I thought sorry I thought the 2 weeks was up now
no it's a week from now
oh okay got it. Okay you have a week
but yeah that was it that's basically I haven't watched any movies or anything.
Okay.
But we have a couple.
We have
AMC
one on Thursday.
A-list reservations.
We do.
So we're excited.
Including one on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. The Thursday we're seeing
Death of a Unicorn. I'm very excited about that.
We have a full review for
you
on that.
I also really want to see Sinners. It's still at 100%.
I know. From Rotten Tomatoes, 100%. There's like over 20 reviews.
No, there's like 45 last I saw. I'm so excited.
2 Michael B. Jordans. 1 Hailee Steinfeld as a vampire.
I'm so excited.
We gotta see it. Okay.
We gotta see it this weekend.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I
We'll report back.
Okay, so now we are gonna do our 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Again, because I accidentally deleted it in the last time that we did this recording. So
oopsie poopsie.
Okay, so Jasmine, pick a person. We're picking 2 different people, we promise.
Okay. I still wanna do Timothée Chalamet.
Okay. I had originally picked Dylan O'Brien, but he's way too hard. Why don't we do I was gonna say Elle Fanning, but they were just in a movie together. let's do. I'm
trying to think of other people.
John Hamm.
Okay.
I don't know very much that John Hamm.
Okay, John Hamm was in
the morning show with Steve Carell.
Oh my god, you can't keep bringing.
I can't keep bringing Steve Carell into this. Okay, I'll pick somebody else.
Who? Oh, what about like Only Murders cast? you could pick
Steve Martin. Okay. Steve Martin's been in loads. Okay, so Steve Martin has been in.
He was in Parenthood. He was in the Cheaper by the Dozen.
He wasn't Cheaper by the Dozen.
Or he was also in The Three Amigos.
Okay.
With Chevy Chase. Yes, with Chevy Chase. And Martin Short. We could do Community.
So true. Okay. I think.
So it's like Gillian Anderson and Alison Brie, Glow. Donald Glover.
Yeah. Who'd we say? John Hamm?
Oh, I thought we were doing... I thought we switched it to Steve Martin.
No, it is Steve Martin. I
forgot. Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, Steve Martin. Okay, so Steve Martin was in... Because I thought I linked it back to something else. But
okay. Did Steve you like Martin. The Three Amigos one or no?
I haven't seen The Three Amigos,
so
candidly.
Good. You should put
okay, so I was going to say, so I might have linked it to The Morning Show again.
I swear to God, Ariana.
Okay, but listen to me. Steve Martin was in Only Murders in the Building with Paul Rudd, who was in Dinner for Schmucks with Steve Carell, who was in The Morning Show with...
Steve Carell, who was in Beautiful Boy with Timmy Schiff. Okay, I feel like that works.
Okay, that works. And also, what I'm hearing is it doesn't lead back to The Morning Show. It leads that back to Steve Carell. It's 6 degrees of Steve Carell.
Literally. Okay, so wait, say it again. It was...
Steve Martin in Only Murders in the Building with Paul Rudd, who was in Dinner for Schmucks with
Steve Carell.
Mm-hmm. Also, they were in Anchorman together, right?
Yes, correct.
So they've been in multiple movies together, and then Steve Carell was in Beautiful Boy with Timothée Chalamet.
So true.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Love it. Okay, amazing. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Bye! Bye.